evening. This is Shabhashachi Bhattacharya with regional news. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said that under the Atmanirbhar Bharat vision, the aim is to promote indigenous talent and increase employability. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Modi said over 38 lakh crore rupees have been transferred to people through the direct benefit transfer. Highlighting on the investigations by state missionaries, he said that the aim of the government is based on zero tolerance and ensuring evidence-based action and not on perception. The Prime Minister emphasized that Nation First is at the center of government's every decision. The severe cyclonic storm Remal has weakened into a cyclonic storm and is slowly going towards north and northeast. It had converted into a cyclonic storm this morning and it is centered around 24 kilometers from Bangladesh's Mangla in the forenoon. Impact of the landfall of Remal cyclone is predicted in the northeast and Meteorology Department has issued alerts for Arunachal Pradesh till 29th May. West-coming, Papumpare, East-coming and Pakke Kesang districts may witness thunderstorms with lightning and extremely heavy rainfall very likely at isolated places. The Met Department has issued a red alert for these districts from 8:30 a.m. of 28th May to 8:30 a.m. of 29th May. In a weather alert, the department appealed to the people to avoid going to areas that face landslides or landslips problems often and also appealed to avoid staying in vulnerable structures. Occasional reduction in visibility due to heavy rainfall may occur and possibility of landslide and flash flood is high during this period. Apart from the aforesaid four districts, Kurunkume, West Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Lohit, Longding, Tirap, Chonglang and Shiomi districts are also under the yellow alert for 28th and 29th May. On the 8th death anniversary of the Braveheart, the people of Arunachal Pradesh pay tribute to Havildar Hangpan Dada at different places in the state. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main, in a social media post, paid tribute to the brave soldier and said that the legacy of Hangpan Dada's bravery will remain deeply engraved in all our memories. On this day, Hangpan Dada bravely sacrificed his life combating the treacherous terrorists to uphold the dignity of Mother India. His courageous battle embodies our nation's ethos of selfless service. Hangpan Dada was conferred Ashok Chakra posthumously. Captain K.K. Venkat Raman, popularly known as Cat G in Arunachal Pradesh, who was a life patron of the Lohit Youth Library movement ever since its inception in 2007, passed away this morning shortly after he concluded his routine yoga class for the children of his building in Chennai. He was 76. He was cremated this evening with full military honors. He was a former secretary of BKVs in Arunachal in 1980s and early 90s. And was responsible for introducing military band training for both boys and girls in VKVs. Kojrinia IFS from Jiro in Arunachal Pradesh is representing the Indian delegation at the International Convention on Biodiversity. Terming her achievement a moment of great pride, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that Rinia's achievement symbolizes the remarkable strides made by women of our state, who are excelling in diverse fields. Khandu also urged Rinia to highlight the initiatives of Arunachal in conservation of biodiversity. In Dibang Valley district, where takins, also known as new goats, are often sighted, were sighted for the first time in Zemithang in Tawang district recently. In the local Munpa language, takins are known as kemia. A group of takins was seen in Taksang village. The locals who spotted them took pictures and videos which have now gone viral on social media. Sharing a photo of takin taken by Sering Lamu, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main in his social media page said that recent sightings of takin near Taksang village and Lake Chamling So serve as a poignant reminder of our duty to preserve and appreciate the diverse wonders of our natural world. Lumla MLA Sering Lamu also expressed joy over the report of the sighting of takins in her constituency. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.